6:23 on News Talk ZB. Joining me now is Frances Sweetman of Milford Asset Management. Hiya, Frances.
Hi, Heather.
Okay, so we have global share markets in turmoil over the last few days in reaction, of course, to coronavirus. The S&P 500 is down 7% in the last 3 days of trading. Do you think that we are near the bottom, or could this be the start of a bigger correction?
Well, look, I don't think it's the start of a larger correction, because generally, outside of the coronavirus, the global economy has been in a pretty good shape. And interest rates are still low, so there's plenty of money still around looking for a return, and share markets is still a good place to find that sort of medium term. But I think there is potential for the markets to slide further, actually. I mean, they're coming from a very high base. They've been very strong for the past 12 months and even into the start of the year. In fact, I think markets were incredibly sanguine about the potential impact of the virus up until the last few days. And I think the other impact is that we still have some company downgrades to come, because companies themselves are still just struggling to quantify the impact on their own profits as this develops, and markets do respond to downgrades. So I think, you know, there's ability for it to slide further until we get more clarity and some of that fear subsides. But medium-term fundamentals, it hasn't really changed.
Okay, so let's turn to some of our local company results, because, of course, we're in the midst of profit updates at the moment. What is this reporting season telling us about the state of our local economy?
Well, some of those companies that have reported so far have actually confirmed some of the things about New Zealand that we already probably knew. You know, there was a period of softness mid last year, and that's come through in company results that are related to housing, construction, logistics, a number of industries, actually. And then combined with that, most of our local companies are facing pressure on costs, particularly labour costs with that minimum wage rise and how that's passing through up the scales. And they're struggling to pass that through in prices is what we're generally finding. So earnings growth is lower. There's pressure on margins. So we've seen a couple of poor results. Fletcher Building springs to mind. They reported a very poor result, suffering from competition, a tough Aussie market. Somerset Group is a retirement operator. They're seeing very, very strong growth in wages across their care business. And Auckland Airport, you know, it's experiencing lower tourism growth. But it does look to me like the economy is picking up a little this year. We thought it would, and that's what companies are generally saying. I think that we've got more companies optimistic about the outlook now than I think we saw at this time last year.
Okay. Now, we haven't got long, Frances, but on Auckland Airport, have they spoken about the likelihood of a second runway?
Not specifically. There's nothing to really hang your hat on, but what management have acknowledged that it's probably now early 2030s rather than the initial timing of 2028, give or take a few years. And look, it looks a lot more challenging to me than when they were first talking about this project. Not only have general tourism arrivals been slowing anyway since then, when we're in a really high period of growth, but, you know, now we've got the potential of a global pandemic, and we just don't know what kind of impact that will have on propensity to travel short to medium term. Then, of course, there's environmental concerns on long-haul demand going forward. So I think it looks a little bit more challenging, but no, nothing concrete yet, Heather.
Frances, thank you so much. Frances Sweetman, Milford Asset Management.